This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Ralph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. Project, welcome back to this episode. I'm very excited. So if it's the first time listening, we use the Thursday shows. We talk specifically about training and nutrition. So we pick one topic and we do the topic as deep as possible with all our experience, knowledge, running gyms, training hundreds of clients, if not probably over 1,000 at this point. Obviously running a team of coaches and interviewing like 400 people at this point, like the best minds in health and fitness in the world. So today we wanted to do a two-part series. So this is part one. The series is all about strength mistakes. So these are really the things that, you know, reading a book recently, and it was more about, in order to get really good at something, it's not always about a to-do list, but it's also about a not to-do list. And that's really what this episode's about. It's about what are the things that you are not doing correctly, or maybe things you need to cut out that are potentially getting them in the way of your mistakes. Because I think a lot of us do a lot of the right things, but potentially it's all the other stuff around it that get in the way. So that's what we're going to get into today. Part one is for beginners. And I think it's still good as well, because even if you're not a beginner anymore, you can still educate other people, family members, friends. If you're a coach, PT, you're obviously working with beginners all the time. And maybe it's just good to reflect back and be like, oh yeah, I actually did that as well. It's probably a good thing to remember so I don't make that mistake again. And then part two, we're going to do this for more advanced to intermediate athletes. So before we start the show, a couple of things that I would recommend. First one is the Whoop Band. I think tracking is a really good thing to be doing regardless, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced person. Anytime you have more data, you know, they always have the saying, or we have the saying, everyone has the saying, what gets measured gets managed. And so if you have awareness on your sleep, on your strain, which is like kind of how hard your body's working, and your recovery scores, you'll work on those things. You'll work on how hard you push yourself, how hard you don't push yourself. You'll work on how well you're recovering and based off your intensity appropriately, and you'll work on your sleep. These are all things that if you bring more awareness to, you will make changes to these things, and everyone can benefit from improving in all of those areas. So guys, I mean, some people are still asking, is the Whoop Band worth it? This is insane, bro. I have like a rash on my wrist from like how much I've used this thing. This is one of my favorite tools. It's great for accountability. It's great for your clients. It's great for just community, right? Like bringing people together on a digital leaderboard. Like, it's fucking sick, man. I wish we had this stuff when we were training super hard back in the CrossFit days, because it just would have made things, I guess, taken it to the next level. But you're not missing out, guys. Code, you can definitely get one now. So get on the Whoop train, themindmuscleproject.com/whoop, WHOOP. And you can check out a discount code there you guys can use to get your Whoop Band. And then, of course, you also want to make sure that you're healthy. A healthy person is a strong, fit, performing well person. And you can do that by consuming Activate Nutrients Top Up product. It's a full all-in-one greens powder. We don't recommend many supplements as a staple, but we do recommend this one as a staple in your diet, amongst other things. So make sure you get yourself some of that. The mymuscleproject.com/activated is where you can find the discount code for all their products. Okay, here we go. Number one thing for beginners. This is the most important thing. And if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that we are absolute sticklers for technique. Technique, form. What else do they call it? Technique, form.
Fuck, yeah. I have no... Yeah. That's it. Whatever. I don't know if that's going to help. We get more ways of saying it.
Yeah, but how you do the movement?
I mean, I think for beginners, they make the mistake more often than intermediate and advanced lifters. A, obviously, because you've practiced it way less times. So you're just not as good at it. So it's very common that when the load increases, your technique starts to fall away because you've done so many fewer reps than them. I also think these people have not learned the lesson with injuries as much. Mm. When you're in your beginners, more on those first like 1 to 2, we say like 1 to 3 years, maybe depending on how much you lift, you haven't had the injuries yet. So you haven't really seen the consequence. Okay, when I lift like a fuckwit, I get a long-term injury. I spend time with the physio. It sucks. I lose all the progress I made. It hurts. And I'm just going to lift properly. You haven't learned those lessons yet. So you think you can get away with it to add some extra load. Mm. And probably also in the beginning, you're a bit more insecure about your lifting. So you're trying to lift a bit heavier to, you know, not be the weakest person in the gym, which is also going to make it more likely you're going to have bad technique. So for all those reasons, I think that's why beginners struggle so much to just be consistent.
Like, think about it this way, right? If you're a beginner, or if you see beginners in the gym, I think the number one fear from beginners is like they don't want to look stupid, right? That's like the number one fear. It's like, I don't really know what I'm doing, kind of scared here. I don't want to look stupid. That's everyone, right? Anytime you try something new, you don't want to look stupid, right? Which is why, obviously, good, welcoming gym environments is a great thing. But I'll tell you right now, when I walk into a Globo gym, and it's not that often these days, but when I do, when I see a beginner lifting heavyweight with shit form, I want to go over there and slap them. When I see a beginner with an empty bar or a lightweight...
You see anyone with an empty bar and a lightweight.
No, hold on, I'm not finished. When I see a beginner with an empty bar and a lightweight doing perfect form and clearly working on their technique, I'm like, this person is setting themselves up for long-term success. I'm going to come back in here in 10 years and that person is going to be the biggest guy in the room or whatever. They're going to be the strongest person in the room. And that is because they are putting an emphasis on the most important things early. And that is one in every 100 people. How often do you walk into a gym and you see like this young kid or maybe a new office worker, or, you know, woman, man, like kind of just working on the basics, just like got the bar, trying to lock in, trying to work technique, going slow, controlling it, bang, locking up, perfect tempo, good technique. Almost never happens. But when you do see it, you're like, man, good on you. You don't care about the weight. You don't care what other people are doing. You are focusing on just getting that thing right. And in the long term, you'll win. And you should always play the long term game.
Well, it's the only way you can look stupid in the gym is with bad technique. If you really think about it.
Yeah, and
you
especially never can with
look
lots of weight.
With lightweight.
Especially
the only way.
Yeah, especially with lots of weight. Okay, so next mistake beginners make, and I think this is definitely more true, I think, for people like youth athletes or younger people that are under 18. I guess that beginners that are, you know, a little bit older, maybe mid-20s, like have a full-time career and stuff, they don't really make this mistake because they kind of financially have the money for it. But I still think it is a mistake to not have a coach at all or some kind of PT or trainer or mentor or someone to guide you, maybe even like a more advanced training partner. Like you can learn, even like people that come to our gym and they say, oh, have you ever had PT or coach before? They go, nah, but I used to have a training partner that like was, you know, he was in the fitness industry or something like that. They always lift better. They always do better than people that have had zero guidance ever. So getting that hands-on, getting that eyeball contact, getting that someone to look at your form and coach you on it, is undoubtedly one of the best things you can do. I'll tell you how humans learn best. They learn best from other humans. And that is true in business and that is true in training as well. So get someone to look at your technique. Even if it's someone that's like your mate that's only like three or four years into it. They don't have to be like super advanced coach. You're not looking for, you know, the best bodybuilder in the gym. You just need someone who's a few years ahead of you that can just like guide you and help you, you know? So maybe, you know, contact a mate that you know is like quite good at lifting, has been training for a while. You know, somehow you got to assume they're good at what they're doing. I guess they've got a lot of muscle mass and they're strong. They know something about it. But say, hey man, I'm looking to start. I don't really know what I'm doing. I would love some guidance on some stuff. You know, I'm programming some basic stuff like that, some technique. Can I come to a session? Can you just like help me out? If they're a good person, if they're your friend, of course they're going to help you out.
Well, it's normally on a sliding scale. So I think in your very early days and you're a beginner, yeah, the coaching is more important than often the program you're following. And then as you get more advanced, the programming and stuff kind of gets more important. The coaching is less important. People think, oh, it's the opposite. I'm just a beginner. I don't really need a coach.
Mm.
But really, that's when you get the best bang for your buck.
Yeah.
When you first start, you get so, so much out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, I mean, it's really the third point, right? It's following a program. Now, the reason it's a third point is because, yeah, it's more important to work on your form and be consistent with your technique and be coached correctly than it is to follow a program. Like a really good program.
Obviously, you don't need an advanced program.
No, you need a basic program, right? It's going over like the foundation movements and the different elements. And honestly, you can get by with like three or four exercises per session. Cool, we're going to work on a squat. We're going to work on a barbell row. We're going to work on a shoulder press. And, you know, we're going to do some like leg raises or something, right? Some basic stuff. You drill those basics over and over and over and over again for years. And that gets you 95% of the way there. But I think people think there's magic in the programming when they start. I need, you know, Phil Heath's arm program, Sonny Webster's snatch program with Australian strength coach back squat program. They try and put it all together and, you know, it's too advanced. It's too much load. Like, you just need simple shit done repetitively over and over and over again. That is how you get good at things, with basics done over and over again. It's like we started teaching a bit of boxing, right, these days. Footwork. It's like just footwork over and over and over and over again until it's like so consistent, you don't have to think about the footwork and you got the foundations. So you don't start throwing like seven punch combinations if you don't have the footwork, right? So same ways, you don't follow, you know, this super advanced back squat Russian secret sauce program without learning how to squat squat properly first. So that's why the program isn't that important. And I think that's like a good reminder for our coaches and stuff as well, right? And coaches all over the world, is that we love getting into the program because that's likely the stage you're at. You're at this advanced stage where programming can matter a lot because you've done so much of the foundations. But no, what's more important now is the consistency of technique. The importance of programming will come a bit later.
Yeah, I think the mistake really here would really be having no program or changing programs too frequently.
Yeah.
Or maybe doing a program is too complex.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, there's really simple programs out there that will do really well. Like Project Strong, perfect program. Mm. Project Body, probably a little bit more on the advanced side. But still some really good foundational stuff in there anyway. Cool. So next point, and I think this is, man, I only think we learned this probably in the last 3 or 4 years, to be honest, but no emphasis on recovery.
Yeah. And I think it's probably a mistake for beginners because somehow they feel like, oh, I'm not lifting that heavy. I don't deserve it.
Mm.
You know, you kind of know like, oh, I just squatted like three times my body weight. I need a rest day.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe when it's less than your body weight, you're like, oh, I don't need that. I'll get back into it. And the truth is, yeah, you can get away with it. It probably is less important than when you're advanced. But I think the mistake is just putting no emphasis on it. Mm. Just doing nothing. Like, that is really where it starts to hurt your gains. Yeah, you don't need to be in, what are those, like, leg warmer shit all day on your rest day. And like
Normatec.
You're a beginner. You actually don't need to. But the mistake is just, hey, I do nothing for my recovery. That's when it really hurts.
Yeah, and I mean, the basics of recovery is, you know, you're really looking at sleep, a little bit of foam rolling, a little bit of movement, some walks, some days where it's like, you know, slow recovery days, that sort of stuff. And like, yeah, just stretching out the joints, making sure you're down regulating, not doing just stupid things, right? If anything, you're probably going to do more things to get in the way than not doing enough of the right things. Not drinking too heavily after your sessions. Mm. Beginners like, oh yeah, cool. Like, I trained today. Go get smashed on the weekend. You start to realize over time, maybe this is affecting my recovery.
Yeah.
I'm training on Friday morning and then I'm going out for Friday night drinks and like I'm waking up on Saturday and I feel like a train's hit me.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, you're destroying your body.
A train has hit your recovery.
Yeah. So those are the sorts of things you need to put some emphasis on as well. Okay. We kind of touched on it before, but next most important thing is just, going too heavy too soon. And I think this is, I've put this point in, not as like, you've gone so heavy, now you fucked your technique up. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're starting to progress really quickly. You're getting quote-unquote beginner gains and you're kind of starting, even with good form, you're starting to go really heavy on your sets. Mm. Like your form's really good, but you're like, man, I'm making so much progress. I'm just going to like ramp the weights up every single session rather than sticking to something a bit more conservative. And this is something we spoke to with the Power Athlete guys ages ago. I don't know if you remember this. It stuck with me, but they were saying that the problem is when you're a beginner, people run strength cycles and they run them to... they said they run them over 85%, too much of the lifts over 85% too often. Whereas if you're advanced and you're intermediate, you only go over 85%, maybe once a month, once every 2 or 3 months. But beginners are spending most of their time at 80-85% because their numbers are going up so quickly. And they were saying that the faster you peak in that area, the shorter you stop the beginner gains window. Obviously, you want the beginner gains window because you're making so much progress, like being on fucking steroids. But in order to draw that window out for as long as possible, you need to stay under your maxes for as long as possible. And that's ultimately what you want to do. So really, when you get into your program and you see the weight start flying up, don't readjust your one rep max every week to be too heavy. Stick to something really conservative in the beginning and make sure you're hitting all your weights, hitting all your numbers nice and clean, nice and consistently.
Yeah, it's just, you just get overexcited.
Yeah.
It comes down to that.
Yeah. And if you're and you're probably looking at technique, like, my technique on my bicep curls is staying really solid. And maybe it is, but you're just overloading too fast.
Okay, next point, and I think this is super common, but typically when you come to it, maybe because you're worried about how you look and how it's going to affect, and that's under eating.
Mm.
So obviously, food takes a lot of resources. You generally find advanced and medium level lifters, they know this and they eat way more than the average person. But in that beginner stage where you do get a lot of strength progress because you get beginner gains without eating much, you think that'll continue.
Yeah.
And you realize as you go on in your lifting career that you need to eat far more than the average person if you want to be stronger than the average person.
I think you're just in shock. You're like, surely it can't be this much food. Surely if I eat this much food, I'll get fat. You're like, well, actually, you're putting in this stimulus into your body now you've never had in your life before. You actually can take on a decent amount of food. So I think that is a little bit of a shock for some people, but it's a necessary evil, I guess, if you want to say that. So as your training increases, your eating has to change. And that's the problem I think a lot of beginners make is they don't change their eating. Mm. They just start lifting and stuff. Oh, they add in a protein shake.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, I went for a slightly bigger serve of chicken today. It's like, no. Okay, we need to add in two protein shakes. We need to add in, you know, double this the portion size at dinner, and, you know, add in like a yogurt, like a Greek yogurt or something. And that needs to be every single day, 7 days a week. And even on the rest days, you know, on the rest days, if anything, it's more important because that's when your body's rebuilding. So that under eating is huge because there's no consistency in their diet yet. So diet has to change permanently as long as you're training. And I think that remembering that, yeah, it's not a protein shake on the days that you lift weights. It's a permanent change to your diet 7 days a week if you're lifting 3 days a week, 4 days, five, whatever.
And the last one we got here, and this is, I mean, everyone falls to this, really. I think everyone does, but it just really hits beginners hardest because they don't have the principles, I think, to go by. You know, and because they miss those principles, they easily get swept along in the wind, and that's just getting distracted by a bright, shiny object. So that could be new supplements hit the market. That could be new programs that are huge on Instagram, whatever it is. You know, the fucking bands attached to chains, attached to like liftoffs, whatever. Doesn't matter. They're all just like distractions that definitely can help advanced lifters. But for beginner lifters, are completely, really just not in the equation of you making progress. That it don't matter at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the one thing that beginners fall for the most, and, you know, unfortunately, it's just one of those things that I think comes with learning, is the advanced techniques that you just mentioned. So you see these influencers that are jacked and have so much muscle mass that have done 10, 15 years of the foundations of the basics that we're talking about now. And now they throw in, you know, like a rotating single arm dumbbell chest press, you know, on the cable machine. Like, yeah, it's a cool exercise. It's great. And honestly, it makes no difference. They may as well just be bench pressing, but they've probably been bench pressing for like 20 years. And maybe they just finished a bench press set and they want to do something a little bit different.
Advanced lifters, they're thinking about totally different things. You know, they're like, this is like really good because, you know, I've got chronic shoulder pain and I have elbow tendonitis that I've got 70 years ago.
Yeah.
And this rotation at the end of the cable just hits that like pec minor in a way I haven't felt for years. And so they're like, I love this exercise. Beginners are just, oh, whatever, like, just press.
But look how big his chest is. It's obviously the secret. There is no secret. The secret are the foundations and the basics. So stay away from unnecessary supplements. Unfollow influencers that, one, take heaps of steroids because, I mean, a lot of the training principles go out the window when you're just taking heaps of gear. But, you know, also, too, potentially doing things that they don't even know why they were successful, right? Maybe they followed all these basic principles, did really well, but they had no awareness around it. And then they just start doing stupid shit, but they had really good genetics. They were jacked anyway. They did all the basic shit. They have no idea. They're not telling the truth. Or maybe they're unaware of the truth of why they're successful. And they're just feeding you shit. So unfollow those people. And then as well, yeah, like Raph said, the advanced techniques, they're doing it for a totally different reason to what you need to be doing things for. And you, unless they're communicating that, you won't realize that what you need is the basics. So,
man, they're just probably also just looking for fresh content for their social media.
Do people really want to see me bench press?
Yeah, I'll get something fresh.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, we'll run through everything top to bottom in order of importance. You've got consistency with technique, getting a coach, PT, training partner, mentor, following a program. No emphasis on recovery. Obviously, that's a huge one. Going too heavy too soon, not at the price of technique, but at the price of your long-term progress. Under-eating, so not making large permanent changes to the way you eat. And then obviously falling for the bright and shiny stuff, so supplements, influencers, and advanced training techniques. Guys, at the end of this month, so right now the month is April, we will finish our last discount for a while. So it's 30% off all training programs of phase two. So we have phase one of all our programs, Project Body, Project Strong, Project Fitness, as an 8-week phase. The second phase is a 12-week phase. So they're all 30% off now. If you want to check out phase two, slightly more advanced, I recommend doing phase one first. Of any of the programs, our website, themymuscleproject.com/phase2. So phase and then the number two, one word. All right, make sure you check that out. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in this week. Speak to you all very soon. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com/theaftershow. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.